Okay, so it's April 25th, 2012, and woke up this morning around 6:30 and all that, and then made my way over to Silverstone. The journey on the way in was really bad. Loads of flooding, wind, heavy rain, you name it, we got it. They were saying on the weather forecast that we're getting an inch and a half of rain in one day, and that's, almost a month of rain type thing. So pretty scary stuff. Because of that, we're supposed to be doing the white lines today. They can do it when it's a bit damp, but when it's standing flooded water, there's not much you can do. So unfortunately, we couldn't do that today. But I still met up with Max, who does all that stuff. And throughout the morning, we could do a bit more chalking with the yellow sort of chalk, which is a bit like sort of oil pastel, so it does go down even in the wet. So we laid more of our templates down, and pretty much it's all there now on the floor, ready for white lining. So we did all that. The last few articulated lorries left site at around 1 o'clock, which was great, which meant we could just tie up the last few bits and pieces ready for the white lining, fingers crossed, tomorrow. I'm going to put a picture up today of the lorries leaving site with Max, my white line man, just to the left of it. Bit of a milestone, that one, because we've been trying to get rid of them for the last week and a half. So anyway, we did the best we could today, but still a lot of standing water. So during sort of lunchtime and things, I went over with Gary to the 4x4 course while Max just tied up a few loose ends on the course. Had a little look at that and the mound and things, just checking that over, making sure it's all ready for experiences. It was really boggy over there, but it was just about doable. But we've got to bear in mind it's got to be doable by all. And yeah, so we did that. Then we nipped back to the visitor centre for a few minutes. Then I met up with Elliot. I sent Max home after that because there's not much else we could do on site today because of the standing water. I put out all the barriers though, which is the main thing as well, so all the barriers are out. So fingers crossed they'll stay up because it's quite windy, they need water filling. So he left, met up with Elliot, and then Elliot followed me in convoy over to Milton Keynes Tongwell, the head office there, because we needed to do some risk assessments for the young driver area that's happening for a family trip on the 19th of May. So I met some guys there to talk through the event, and then we went and walked through the activities and tweaked risk assessments, and then made our way back home after that. So quite a long day, very, very wet, windy day. I don't think I've been that damp for a long time. It was so relentless today. It was crazy. Started to ease back just when I didn't need to stand in the rain by the end of the day, but there we go. So then when we got home, sorted ourselves out a little bit, Julie gave Elliot a feed. And then we went over to the Crow's Nest for something to eat, the Beefeater down the road. And only the second time that Ellie's really been in that sort of environment. And it was good to be with John, Joan and Helen while we did that. And yeah, another little milestone on that one. So that's pretty much it for today. I'm going to shoot now. Fingers crossed tomorrow's drier so we can actually put down some of these lines. But until next time, goodbye now.